and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden comes through for his number two.
We're in a battle for the very soul of America.
Mr. Biden, the main event on the first night of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, a month after he withdrew from the race and endorsed Kamala Harris for the party's presidential nomination.
It's been the honor of my lifetime to serve as your president. I love the job, but I love my country more.
The first female Democratic presidential hopeful, Hillary Clinton, wowed last night's crowd.
Women fighting for reproductive health care are saying, keep going!
Former President Donald Trump defended his verbal attacks on Kamala Harris in an exclusive interview with CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns during a campaign stop in York, Pennsylvania.
I don't think she's a very bright person. And you know what? Our country needs a very smart person. And I don't think she's a very smart person. So I'm not looking to, I don't consider that an insult. That's just a fact.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrators have made their presence known outside the Democratic National Convention. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
As thousands took to the streets peacefully to voice their opposition to the war in Gaza, one group of protesters broke through a security fence near Chicago's United Center, the site of the Democratic National Convention. Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says his officers did not respond with batons or chemicals.
Our officers responded with their hands the way that they were trained to do. If things had escalated to that point, then we would have used what we had to use.
At least four people were arrested.
We got breaking news from Israel this morning. The IDF says it's recovered the bodies of six more hostages taken on October 7th. Secretary of State Blinken has arrived in Egypt a day after announcing Israel had accepted a Gaza ceasefire proposal. Correspondent Jared Hill.
Blinken didn't provide details on the deal, but reports say a significant sticking point is Israel's demand to maintain control over a narrow buffer zone along Gaza's border with Egypt called the Philadelphia Corridor. Israel says Hamas has tunnels there for smuggling weapons.
A bittersweet moment or two backstage for Taylor Swift. She met with two young girls who survived last month's deadly stabbing attack at a Swift-themed children's dance class in the UK. CBS's Vicky Barker has the details from London.
Photos posted by the mother show Swift posing backstage with two young girls, one of whom seems to have a bandaged arm. The mother's message, you drew stars around my scars.
S&P futures are up 4, Dow futures down 4. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There will be some travel impacts due to the dignitaries today. Some roads in downtown Kenosha are getting closed for the J.D. Vance event near the courthouse, with the VP and her running mate moving from Chicago to Milwaukee later in the day. The Vance event is focused on crime and safety and features appearances by U.S. Senate nominee Eric Hovde and Representative Brian Stile. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign rally in Milwaukee is set to get going at 7 tonight. We have live coverage of the DNC at civicmedia.us. Three teenagers, including two 17-year-olds and a 15-year-old, are facing charges of homicide and carjacking. It's in connection with the fatal shooting of a 49-year-old man in Racine last week. A criminal complaint says the victim was reportedly sitting on a porch with friends when he was shot. Investigators say one suspect allegedly suggested before the shooting that they, quote, kill the first person they see. Two of the suspects have already appeared in court. Bonds were set at $100,000 each. Police continue to search for a third suspect. The lowrider drives a little slower, and it's the subject of a new Racine art installation. The Racine Art Museum has unveiled an exhibit by local artist Renee Amato. It showcases the world of lowrider culture through photography and custom bicycles displayed in the museum's street-facing windows. The exhibit will run through next July and is supported by a grant from the United Way of Racine County. And there's still a beach warning for part of the day. Water off the Lake Michigan shoreline is still rough, with 3 to 6 foot waves expected through midday. That means there still is a caution about getting in the water. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Cardinals open up a three-game series tonight at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Milwaukee's Frankie Montas against the Cardinals' right-hander Eric Fetty. The Brewers with an 11-game lead ahead of the Cardinals in the division, coming off that sweep of the Cleveland Guardians. The Cards losing to the Dodgers Sunday 2-1. NFL, Packers back at practice after losing in Denver 27-2. Quarterback Sean Clifford on what he could have done differently in the game.
It's tough to say just now, broadly speeding it up a little bit. I thought that there were some plays to be made where my eyes were just late. When you're playing guys like Pat Surtain and, you know, the Broncos once, you just can't be late. And if you are, it's going to either, you know, result in an incompletion or interception. So I thought that was, you know, when we had plays and we made plays, it was on time.
That's Packers backup quarterback Sean Clifford. They face the Ravens Thursday in a joint practice. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. By Thursday, sunny with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
I have friends who like to tell me about their dreams. You guys have friends like that tell you about their dreams? They're always so excited, right? People always get so excited about their dream. Everyone thinks theirs is the weirdest. I had the weirdest dream. No, come on, it was so weird, come on. And it's always this boring story, right? Like, oh, we were on this boat going down a river, but it was a river of gravy. How weird is that? And we weren't using an oar, it was a Q-tip. How weird is that? You're like, it isn't weird at all. It's boring. There's a reason you were asleep during this. I'm dozing off just listening to you.
I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me. 6:09 on what is today? Tuesday already, huh? Wow. Got a full show for you today. Here's CCR now. Look at my back door.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, 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 one less apparition provided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
With CCR in the morning, looking out my back door at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Let me just clear my throat here this morning. That was strange. Okay, on the list of foods to eat while driving, this is near the top of the foods you don't want to eat. A 73-year-old man in Detroit crashed last Wednesday while eating chicken wings behind the wheel of his car. Even worse, the car he crashed into, a police car. It's 6:12 on your Tuesday morning with Simon and Garfunkel, Scarborough Fair.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt,
a deep forest green,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Scarborough Fair.
6:15 on a Tuesday morning. It's August 20th already. You know what today is? Today's National Radio Day. Yay, everybody. It is. It's one of the few holidays in the month of August. Today is National Radio Day. So crank it up nice and loud, all right? Here's an online challenge for you. Start a fight in five words or less, but no politics. Here's some of the best answers so far. You're acting like your mom. Shawshank Redemption is overrated. Anything about a band or musician like the Beatles are overrated. Taylor Swift is a fraud. Nirvana wasn't that good. Anything with a band will do it. Dogs are better than cats, or cats are better than dogs. And here's the best one to start a fight. Just two words. Calm down. Say that to somebody. You get ready for a fight of the century. 6:16. We're looking for sunshine today. High 71. A clear sky tonight. Lows 58. Sunny tomorrow. 74 the high. Right now, some clouds in the air. It is 63 degrees. A full moon out there this morning, too. It's 63 degrees right here at Radio Park. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Lanes on 20 at Racine. Knock down those pants, then experience a taste of victory inside Angry Brothers Pub with ice-cold drinks, delicious bites, and an atmosphere to make your night a grand slam. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just looking to have a ball, head on down to the Lanes on 20. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
So
a distinction. Lover, let me be lonely. 6:23 at WRJN on a Tuesday morning, August 20th, National Radio Day. Happy National Radio Day, everybody. You know, the founder of Spanx, that's that women's undergarment company, Spanx, they have a new shoe called Sneaks, S-N-E-E-X, which is a pair of high-heeled sneakers. The product's launching today, but for now, the prices are a little high. $400 to $600 a pair for high-heeled sneakers. I don't even know what they look like. I can't imagine what they look like. High-heeled sneakers. Under the boardwalk. Ah, the Drifters, 6:23 at WRJN.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. The happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Sunshine, 71 the high today. Here's Gary Puckett of the Union Gap.
Eyes meet mine, and lately when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, woman, have you got cheating on your don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind, but it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
It's 6:29 at WRGN. Hey, coming up at the 7 o'clock hour this morning, Alder Renee Kelly's going to be here. She's the 13th District Alder from Racine. She's also the 2nd District Racine County Supervisor. And also, the Union Grove Treasurer. Where do these people find the time to do all this stuff? I do one thing each day, this, and I'm exhausted. I don't know if people find the time. All right. If there was an Everyday People Olympics, I have a suggestion. Speed walking between airport gates. Might sound silly until you realize how far some of the distances can be. A list in the U.S. airports with the longest walks is topped by Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. To get from the checkout counter to the farthest gate, 2.16 miles. Can you believe that? Hey, we're going to head off to the WRGN Radio Park Newsroom. That's just a short walk. Stuart J. Waddles is with us this morning.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There will be some travel impacts due to the dignitaries today. Some roads in downtown Kenosha are getting closed for the J.D. Vance event near the courthouse, with the VP and her running mate moving from Chicago to Milwaukee later in the day. The Vance event is focused on crime and safety and features appearances by U.S. Senate nominee Eric Hovde and Representative Brian Stile. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign rally in Milwaukee is set to get going at 7 tonight. We have live coverage of the DNC at civicmedia.us. Three teenagers, including two 17-year-olds and a 15-year-old, are facing charges of homicide and carjacking. It's in connection with the fatal shooting of a 49-year-old man in Racine last week. A criminal complaint says the victim was reportedly sitting on a porch with friends when he was shot. Investigators say one suspect allegedly suggested before the shooting that they, quote, kill the first person they see. Two of the suspects have already appeared in court. Bonds were set at $100,000 each. Police continue to search for a third suspect. The lowrider drives a little slower, and it's the subject of a new Racine art installation. The Racine Art Museum has unveiled an exhibit by local artist Renee Amato. It showcases the world of lowrider culture through photography and custom bicycles displayed in the museum's street-facing windows. The exhibit will run through next July and is supported by a grant from the United Way of Racine County. And there's still a beach warning for part of the day. Water off the Lake Michigan shoreline is still rough, with 3 to 6 foot waves expected through midday. That means there still is a caution about getting in the water. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack was in the Milwaukee area yesterday, focusing in on climate smart practices that farms have employed. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. It's been about a year since USDA sent out checks to its Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities program recipients. One of those was the DeLong Company. Their port facility in Milwaukee, Vilsack says, is an example of how farmers are seeing more money paid for their climate smart products.
We heard from the DeLong company today that has an interesting relationship with a distillery that's making vodka, gin, and bourbon here in Milwaukee, and using a product that was produced by Wisconsin producers to be able to make those spirits. And they're excited about the fact that they have over 300,000 acres engaged in this activity as one of our climate smart projects.
That's U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack visiting with us yesterday from Milwaukee, where he was focused in on partnerships for climate smart commodities. He says Wisconsin has 28 climate smart projects that are engaging hundreds of farmers across 46 major commodities in our state to focus in on battling climate change. Markets in overnight electronic trade this Tuesday morning. Corn and beans back, trading lower. Numbers are next.
The Wisconsin soybean yield contest, it's been around for a while. Unfortunately, a lot of us don't think about it until the end of the year. Now is a good time for not only farmers, but also their seed suppliers, their agronomists, their crop consultants to think about it as well. Sean, a lot of people at first will be, well, it's just for bragging rights, or maybe the money that is part of the reward. But it, from your perspective, it's about a whole lot more than that, right?
Yeah, Pam, what I really learned from the yield contest is that farmers are always trying innovative new technologies out there in the field. And what they can do then is basically see how they work in these smaller field situations, which is the yield contest. And that information then comes back to me and is relayed to farmers through our different work groups and through them, you know, just having those conversations at Corn Soy Expo. And what's really cool about that is we can see the diversity of ways that farmers can get these high yields.
More details available now at wisoybean.org or coolbeans.info.
No change on barrel or block cheese prices yesterday. AA butter gained another half a cent to 3.18 and a half per pound. This morning, the September Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up a nickel, 22.35 a hundredweight. December corn's down a penny right now at 3.99. November soybeans are down 3, 9.73. September wheat currently a penny and a half lower at 5.26 a bushel on a Tuesday morning. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. By Thursday, sunny with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
I was home for Thanksgiving. My mom sent me to the store to get butter, right? Just to buy butter. I figured that was something I was capable of doing. I find the dairy section in the aisle where they have all the margarine. Then they have all this other stuff. It's not even margarine anymore. I don't know what the hell it is. I see a touch of butter. Move over, butter. Sort of smells like butter. I can't find butter. I see this stuff called I Can't Believe It's Not Butter. I'm having no trouble believing it's not butter. Nothing here is butter. They got a product there called Promise. I don't care if they name it I Swear to God. I'm not buying it. I ended up, I bought this stuff called Country Crock. I figured at least these people were being honest with me.
Thomas, it's a WRJM with the Beatles. I'm going to hold your hand. 6:38 on a Tuesday morning. Singer Maurice Williams passed away earlier this month. We just found out about it. He was 86 years old. With his band, The Zodiacs, he recorded that 1960s hit, Stay. Maurice Williams and The Zodiacs. And a minute 30 seconds, it's still the shortest song ever to hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 charts.
Please tell me you're going to off just a little bit longer.
Said a minute 30 seconds. I got a minute 29 on my clock here. It's still the shortest song ever to hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. I remember when The Letter by the Box Tops became number one. That was like a minute 58 seconds. I forgot about Maurice Williams and the Zodiac. So Maurice Williams, 86 years old, passed away earlier this month. It's 641 WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Sly and the Family Stone, everyday people. 641, looking for sunshine today with a high near 71 degrees.
Sometimes I'm right, but I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The butcher, the banker, the drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah.
People. He was kind of an odd character, Sly Stone. He was, he wouldn't show up for concerts. This radio company I worked for, the first company I worked for, we owned a station in Ohio. I think Canton, Ohio. I'm trying to remember where it was. And they rented this arena for Sly and the Family Stone to show up at this major concert. And they promoted it. They gave away tickets to contests and everything. And it was all over the media. Sly Stone is coming to Ohio to perform at this concert for the radio station. He never showed up. Yeah. So the radio company banned all Sly and the Family Stone records on all our radio stations, which was dumb because he had the number one song at the time, Family Affair. But yeah, he had a habit of that, not showing up and being reckless like that. And I think that eventually did end the group.
What?
and the Young Rascals, or later on, just the Rascals to get rid of the Young. It's 6:47 at WRJN, the local news, timeless hits here on a Tuesday morning. Coming up in the next hour, Alder Renee Kelly's going to be here. She's 13th District Racine Alder, also 2nd District Racine County Supervisor and Union Grove Treasurer. She's going to be in our studio this morning. I think it's the first time she's been in here. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, we'll talk to her, get the lowdown on everything going on in the county, the city, and also she's got some interesting stories to share with us. So that's all coming up at the 7 o'clock hour this morning. All right. How many hours a day do you work? And I mean work. I don't mean just show up at your place of business. I mean work. The average worker spends 4 hours, 12 minutes actively working during an 8-hour workday. The biggest distractions, the things you probably shouldn't be doing on company time: surfing the internet, social media, and texting.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hi, this is Don Rosa here with Cindy Huber.
We'd like to invite experienced outside salespeople to join us here at WRJN.
Help us connect our listeners with local businesses and have fun doing it. You'd be joining Racine's longtime source for local news and timeless hits, a station people have depended on for over 97 years.
And of course, you'd be working with us. And that's just one of the many benefits WRJN provides. You'd be able to sell sponsorships to Green Bay Packer games, Badgers games, high school sports, and of course our shows too.
WRJN is also the home of Big Deals, a great way for people to save real money on great food and services around town. So get ready to write down the information you'll need to apply.
Send your resume to Chris Morrell at chris.morreau@civicmedia.us or apply online at civicmedia.us and click on the About tab. Then work with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll be having coffee together in a few weeks.
I don't drink coffee.
I'll have yours.
Maybe Kringle? going to make an executive decision here. Yes, there are clouds in the sky, but it's really a sunny morning. So I'm going to change it from cloudy and 63 at Radio Park to sunny and 63 degrees at Radio Park. Hey, it's an executive decision. I got to show some promise sometime. Here's Neil.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm bound. When it's done, for the night time, forget the day, a day of uptight time, baby, chase it away, I get a relaxation, and it's time to brew, I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you, talk about plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. Day of uptight time, baby, chase it away. Chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to brew. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime, to forget the day, day of uptight time, baby, chase it away, I get a relaxation, it's a time to brew, I thank the Lord for the nighttime, thank the Lord for you.
Now,
coming up in the next hour, Alder Renee Kelly is going to be here first time on the air with us. Should be a lot of fun. That's coming up at the 7 o'clock hour. Right now, though.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love. High on a mountain of love. Night after night, I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too. Hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love. High on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. Your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and there should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above. High on a mountain above.
Bye.
mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below, there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big cross steeple. Inside a church, there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing, that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely, my dreams long above. High on a mountain above. High on a mountain above.
The secret agent man himself, Johnny Rivers, Mountain of Love. Local news and town. Let's hit to WRJN. It's a minute before 7 o'clock. All right, here are some questions you should ask your partner before you get married. How should we handle the money? Do you want kids? How should we divide the chores? Are you open to couples therapy if we need it already? They're laying the groundwork. And here's the one that starts the most problems. Trust me. Where will we spend the holidays? If you're a newlywed, that is going to cause a major problem around Thanksgiving and Christmas. You're just going to have to trust me on this one. It's 7 o'clock on the noggin. We have Alder Renee Kelly coming in just a moment here. A little after 7 o'clock at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News.